This article is brought to you by the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorn. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. What Africa's tech PR pros teach about narrative control. The lesson Africa's tech communicators are teaching the world. What happened? Global PR Day 2026 spotlighted five communications professionals who have been actively reshaping how Africa's technology sector tells its own story. These practitioners are not waiting for outside media to define the continent's innovation landscape. Instead, they are building narratives from the inside out, establishing Africa-based voices as the authoritative source on African tech. The communication angle. Here is the lesson, stated plainly: whoever controls the story controls the perception, and perception drives investment, talent, and opportunity. These five professionals understood something that most communicators never act on. They did not ask for a seat at someone else's table. They built their own table and invited the world to sit down. Most tech PR sounds the same everywhere. Press releases, product launches, funding announcements. The format is borrowed, the language is sterile, and the audience can smell the inauthenticity. What these Africa-based communicators did differently is ground their narratives in specificity. Not African innovation is rising. That is a slogan, not a story. Instead, here is a fintech solution solving a remittance problem that Western banking never bothered to fix, built by engineers in Lagos who understand the problem because they lived it. That is a story. That is something a journalist can use and an investor can visualize. The second thing they got right is consistency of voice across channels. One of the biggest mistakes communicators make is sounding like a different organization depending on whether you are reading their press release, their LinkedIn post, or their CEO's interview. Consistency is not repetition. It means every touchpoint reinforces the same core truth about who you are and why you matter. These professionals maintained that thread, and it gave Africa's tech narrative a coherence it has historically lacked in global media. The third lesson here is about source authority. These practitioners positioned themselves and their clients as primary sources, not secondary commentators. When a major publication needs context on African tech, the goal is to be the call they make first. That status is earned through showing up consistently with accurate, specific, useful insight, not spin, not hype. Substance that makes a journalist's job easier. Once you become a reliable source, the narrative gravitates toward you. If you are a communications professional anywhere in the world, copy this approach. Find the story only you can tell because of where you sit. Own that specific ground. Say it clearly, say it consistently, and say it first. This is exactly the kind of scenario I break down in Say It Right Every Time. The chapter on owning your authority gives you a framework for identifying the specific credibility you already have and translating it into language that makes other people treat you as the definitive voice in the room. Most people undersell what they actually know. The fix is simpler than they think, and it starts with that one sentence. The takeaway. Before your next pitch, press release, or media conversation, write down one sentence that answers this question. What do we know about this topic that no one else can say with our credibility? If you cannot write that sentence, you are not ready to pitch. Find the answer first. That sentence becomes your lead, your hook, and your entire communication strategy distilled into something a journalist can actually use. Thank you for listening. If this article helped, the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way. 115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them. Visit eamonblackthorn.com to get your copy.